Alex S, everybody. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mark. Good to be here. Yes, it does feel like we have known each other forever, even though we never met. My name is Alex. I'm an alcoholic. I don't like speaking, but when Mark suggested this, I figured because I don't like it, maybe that's why I should do it, just to kick myself and make myself slightly uncomfortable. As an exercise. So I'll sort of try to stick to the tradition of what it was like, what happened, and what it's now, just because I don't know, I like the format. So yeah, I'm about 5 years sober, and I have spent my late teenage years and early 20s being alcoholic. It started when I moved to school. I went to university in a different city. And looking back, I just wasn't mature enough to sort of be separate from my family and sort of be thrown out into the world on my own. Although at the time, I did not really have any tools or way to recognize that. So looking back, I think I was just trying to, I guess troubleshoot small problems without solving the big one. If that makes sense. So yeah, like about 6 months after I moved to school, I downed a bottle of wine one evening, felt better, and then I was doing that every other night and then every night shortly after that. And I don't know, for a while it felt automatic, and I did not really. I don't see it as a problem, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. If you asked me at the time, so like I was doing it secretively, by the way, but if you somehow caught me quartering me and asked me, Alex, why are you doing that at the time, I would give you something like, oh, it's because like this girl I'm chasing after is so crazy and like I need to deal with stress because she's like insane and blah blah blah. But again, that's Alex at the time. Looking back, I just wasn't mature enough and I did not know how to deal with any kind of adversity or any kind of stress. Sort of the fight, flight, freeze response. Like my response to everything was a flight, and when it came to any kind of emotional disturbance, that was drinking. Somehow I managed to get through school, not from the first attempt, like and with a few extra years, but still. But I did not accumulate any kind of experience people are supposed to accumulate when they grow up, I guess. Right after I graduated, I started working, and that was my pride. I did not really have much going on in life besides career and alcohol. And my career was going great. My job performance was good. And that was my justification for myself that I'm doing something right. Right? So like, yes, I'm coming home from work and I am working myself out, but like I'm fresh out of the daisy next day. And it's like maybe I can like be so good at my job because I have this like magical reset button, which at the time was making me feel more rested the next day. Well, because I was sort of chemically resetting my brain every night. And so it was going on for a few more years. Again, I did not have anything else going on in life. I had no close friends. I was never in a relationship up until I sobered up. One, I wasn't particularly interested, and two, just the idea of having somebody like next to me for extended periods of time, was terrifying because how would I drink if there was somebody next to me all the time? So my drinking was very isolated and very secretive, and it was sort of that other thing I'm doing instead of socializing or instead of having friends or instead of being with somebody. At the time, I did not feel that my drinking is affecting my life, but that's because I had no life besides it. Like I don't know what I was missing out on, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And then eventually I noticed some physical effects of alcohol abuse. Like I was having shaky hands and like other things like that. And then I maybe started to think that, okay, maybe I should do something about it because, you know, it's all fun and games, but obviously it's not healthy and like I can actually feel the tremors in my hands and so on. So the first time I quit on my own, I tapered myself off over a couple of weeks. I think New Year 2015, I think, I was dry. On my own, great. It wasn't even that hard, actually, the first time around. And yeah, the next several months, I was sober. Looking back, I again haven't changed anything else in my life. So again, I had no friends, no connections, like no meaningful relationships. It's just that I have stopped drinking, and so my life was still miserable. And at that point, it was actually intensely miserable because I have lost the numbing effects of alcohol. But I was proud of myself for sort of accomplishing that. Not that I actually promised myself to like not drink again ever or anything like that. It was more of a rational decision that okay, drinking is probably physically bad for me. I should not be doing that, so I'm not. And that only lasted for a few months. There was a company event, and somebody offered me a beer, and I said, yes, sure. And then the same night, I was in the lineup in the liquor store, and then I was in the lineup in the liquor store every night after that for many, many months. When I tried quitting the second time, it did not work. I would describe it as a split personality disorder, in those terms. So basically every night I would promise myself that, okay, this is the last time I'm drinking, I'll quit tomorrow, blah blah blah. And then tomorrow would come and it's not that I would forget that I was supposed to quit, but it did not feel that that promise was given by me, to me. It felt like somebody else. It felt like a character in a book or a movie. It did not feel like me. And that cycle would repeat seemingly endlessly for perhaps a year. And because the first time when I quote unquote quit successfully, I did it by tapering myself off. I was trying to do the same thing. So, like, basically, okay, so instead of drinking, you know, 2 bottles of wine, let's say to one, and then like, blah blah blah. But then, it never worked. Like, something would happen, or I would have just impulse, and I would sort of get wasted again, and then it was back to square one. And I don't think it was an objectively very long period of time when I was stuck in that state, but it felt like forever. All the same, my job performance was pretty good and nobody complained. I was habitually drinking in the morning and somehow that did not get me into trouble. Until it did. One of the days, one of my coworkers called me out for being intoxicated at 10 a.m. on my way to work. And they did not cause any kind of trouble with management or anything like that. It was just a friendly, like, hey, are you drunk? But I knew that I have lost control over the situation because up until that point, my rationalization for what I was doing was that, hey, I can control it. It's not affecting my life. Right. I can quit whenever, quote unquote. And then suddenly I had evidence that no, I can't. And also it is out of control. And yeah, I wanted to do a full panic mode. So I have checked myself into rehab on a very impulsive decision, which again was not made when I was sober. It was a drunk decision to check myself into rehab, but whatever works. The other thing I did was I deliberately created a situation where I couldn't just back off and pretend that nothing happened. I marched into my manager's office and told him something along the lines of, okay, hey, I have an addiction problem. I need 2 months of work starting next Monday. His jaw dropped, and also he was just too shocked to ask any kind of questions. But I got the 2 months off work, and that's when I was sort of away in a treatment facility. That's emptied my savings, but again, I guess that was the only thing I thought I could do at the time. I think if I knew about secular AA or more about AA in general, I probably could have handled it differently, but I was not in a headspace to actually do the research. In my mind, I went into panic mode and I pressed the sort of the only button I could see, so to speak. So yeah, and I don't think that by itself fixed me, I guess. Rehab is a very strange place. They promise you a new life, but really they just sell hope. That's how I see it. So really, after I got out of there, I have proven to myself that, hey, I can actually stay sober if I have no stressors, no responsibilities, and somebody's feeding me, for free, basically, because I was not working at the time. I found that just trying to connect to people is the biggest thing which made a difference. And again, that environment helped a lot, just because you're forced to live within a fairly small community of people who are similar to yourself. It's like AA on steroids, because you see people basically every hour when you are awake. So yeah, and then I went back to work. I was struggling. So the surprising thing I found was that when I was drinking, my job performance was pretty good for the most part. When I sobered up, my job performance dropped off massively, and I was struggling. Because I had no longer a way to prevent my head from spinning out of control. All right, I had way more brain activity suddenly than I was used to. And so I would sort of end up paralyzed and just couldn't really do my job properly. Thankfully, I was given enough time to sort of recover and build up. But that was definitely challenging time. Yeah, and I guess that sort of addiction early recovery. Because I well, sorry, gotten myself. So up until that point, mentally, I think I was stuck somewhere in my teenage years. So I was 26, I think, when I sobered up. But really, I did not really have a lot of experiences which people normally have in their early 20s, just because I was so isolated and consumed by addiction. I was a closeted alcoholic, as they say. So looking back, my early recovery. Definitely was associated with sort of erratic behavior, which like teenagers do. I ended up in a relationship with a woman I went in rehab, which is not something I would recommend to anybody, and it was very chaotic and probably emotionally unhealthy. But at the same time, it was probably helpful to me because of the way I was, right? It was like sort of very intense experience, as I would describe it. And then COVID hit. I think I survived COVID emotionally because I found Zoom and I found a lot of wonderful people like Mark, and I recognize a few more faces on the screen right now. During COVID, I would probably go to 1 to 2 meetings every day, just because it was my substitution for social life, which was helpful, actually. But also, eventually, I burned out, just because there's too much of a whirlwind of faces. There are people I think I know quite well through Zoom, right? But also there's this massive hurricane of faces I have seen like somewhere, and I know part of the story, but now I am mixing it up with something else. And it just got too much. So I stepped back from Zoom quite a bit over the last year or so. Thinking what else? In terms of what life is now, it's really unexpected in the way that it's nothing like what I thought it would be when I was in early recovery. So at the beginning, I mentioned that like if you asked me why I started drinking at the time, it's because I was chasing after somebody and like they were crazy and like I was stressed out, blah blah blah. Well, I'm still friends with that person. I was at her birthday last weekend, and like we're just good pals. Like we reconnected about a year into me being sober. Because I felt I should do amends, because I definitely, was a dick to her. And then we started talking, and yeah, we're still good friends. To my great surprise, I did not expect that. The other thing I have learned, I guess, is I guess what the big book is referring to as the unsuspected inner resource. In the last couple of years, I've definitely dealt with a lot more stressors than I could imagine, and like with the stressor with the stressor with the stressors whose even existence I couldn't really think of until it happened. The woman I was in a relationship with passed away suddenly. We weren't together at the time, but it was still a very big hit for me. And by the way, people on Zoom were instrumental at keeping me sane and sober for the first several months after that happened. The job I cherished so much, and like that company I really, really liked, laid me off about a year ago. And that sort of gave me a kick, and got me to actually reevaluate my career options. And I have a different job, and I'm happy. And like, if I did not get laid off, I would not be experimenting with other things, which is again a good thing. All right. Because of the war in Eastern Europe, my family is sort of disintegrating. Like, my parents are potentially getting separated, and then the two parts of my family are exchanging death threats and like all the other horrible things. And I feel somewhat caught in the crossfire because I try to be the mediator and like keep everybody on talking terms, but actually it's not easy. And even with that, I found that I have to like step back and just listen because I cannot really fix anything. And again, I absolutely could not imagine dealing with that if I was drinking still. Like, some things in my life definitely suck right now, but I'm very satisfied that I can experience them sober instead of experiencing them while intoxicated, because that would be way, way worse. Yeah. And then the other thing I have learned in recovery is that Zoom AA or AA in general is not really a substitution for real life. No matter how many hours I spend like in a meeting with somebody, unless I just chat or hang out with them outside a meeting, like either on Zoom or over coffee, but like in some kind of setting where we don't have the actual AA sort of overhead, that doesn't really count as actually knowing them. So about a couple month ago, one of my buddies here in Toronto passed away, and I went to his funeral, and I was very surprised because I realized I did not know him at all. We have spent probably 100 hours on Zoom, and the picture, the mental image I had of him was nothing like what he was actually like, apparently. Maybe he wasn't totally honest. Maybe people sort of put on their best foot when it comes to Zoom AA. I'm not sure, right? But it was definitely a good I don't know, illustration that like there is life and there's real relationships. And then there's just AA, and I separated from friendships I have forged through meetings, right? Because like there's Mark and Frank and Nina and all the other people, with whom I think I have talked, extensively, just sort of in a informal one-on-one setting, and that feels much, much more real. So yeah, I don't know. I think I will pass at that. That was probably very rambly, but that's the best I can do.